love Might Delete Later.
I bloody hope you do. You can support our show by using the new Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there is no regular commitment.
Just smash that link in the show description and support us now so we can keep making this podcast.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Might Delete Later with me, Stevie Martin, a person who simply does not like social media and will not stand for it, actually.
And me, Gina Martin, who likes it and will stand for it, actually. Our guest this week is comedian known for winning Taskmaster, and she's been on QI, Hypothetical, 8 out of 10 Cats, Does Countdown, as well as This Way Up and Sick of It. Her name is Lou Sanders, and we love her.
She's brilliant. She also has a podcast called Cuddle Club, which is literally about cuddling, and it does sustain a podcast. Like, it's very good. And I know that she's going on tour at some point in, like, the next, I don't know, 5 years. So if you go on her links in her various bios, you can find any sort of upcoming shows that she's doing in the time of uncertainty for live work.
I love the idea of a podcast about cuddling. Like, I think that's the purest thing I've ever heard.
It's so pure. And also,
I really want to go on it.
I think we are.
Well, hey, spoiler alert. Today we chatted all about how to deal with mean people on Twitter, how to focus your output on social, and how to clean up your insides.
Clean up your insides. And also what I realised is we spoke about how your attitude towards social media says much more about you and where you are in your life than it does about the platform, which obviously bodes very well for me, considering my anxiety with it. So I took
my hat. It makes sense, doesn't it? It does make sense. You've got anxiety, you're anxious about social, and that's okay, Steve. Before we start, Stevie, what is in your draft this week?
Okay, so someone I really like and really respect and think is really cool unfollowed me the other week. And I know it because I go back to her account, like, and have been every month being like, she still follows me. So that means that I'm okay. And then she stopped. And I think about it all day, every day. And I've thought about it for a fortnight. I've even convinced myself that it's something I've done. So I've like gone back through all my tweets and all my tweets and replies being like, did I say something that was like really banal or really, and I haven't. So I am forced to come to the conclusion that she just doesn't like me. And that's fine and so okay, but I find it interesting.
It's clearly not okay. You're clearly not okay with it.
No, I'm coming to terms with it now a bit. But what I think is interesting is it made me think about how pre-social media, or when social media wasn't really that much of a big deal in my life, you very rarely had that element of like, well, I mean, actually, some people kind of do cultivate friendships where there's a lot of drama, but I very much don't. So there's a lot of like, there's no, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
No, there's no notification that someone doesn't want you in their life.
Like, exactly.
You just don't see them anymore.
Yeah, and that's so cool. But now there's like an actual notification. And it led me to this thing where you can obviously look at who's unfollowed you.
Don't do that. Where did you find that?
I'm not doing it. I haven't even, because I saw it and thought, I've never seen something so perfectly designed for my downfall. Like, I've never seen anything that clearly going to make me tip me over the edge, become an absolute, like, I'm going to live in a tree outside my house for the rest of my life. For no reason. Pointless, really. Anyway, is yours? What's in your draft?
My draft this week is that I want to unfollow everyone.
Oh.
No, I, on Instagram, I follow like 5,500. Also, question. When you're saying thousands, as in amounts, like of people, like cheese, things, can you say K, or is that only for money?
I think you can say it, but I don't think many do.
Right. Okay.
But I think go for it. Let's just see what it sounds like. Just say it in a sentence now.
I follow 5,500 of people.
No.
No.
Thou. It's thou.
Yeah, 5,500 thou peeps. And I you know, I came on Instagram really early and I've been following those people for a long time. Critically, I followed a lot of people when I went through like my real basic bitching up stage, which was when I lived in Greece. And I thought I had to be like, bad day at the office, look at the ocean. Like, that's what my posts were. And like a picture of a boy and it was like, hey, boy. And that was all like that shit. I just thought I had to do that.
Absolutely. In a way, you do.
So I did followed a lot of people in those years, which I call the lost years.
No judgment, no shame.
Well, I think if you went through who I follow, there'd be some problematic shit in there.
Okay.
And I only really want to fill my feed up with things that genuinely are interesting or positive or great or whatever. People that like, you know, I want to go through everyone I follow and be like, oh, I haven't looked at their stuff for ages. I love their page. So I need to cull and accidentally unfollow you at the same time. Well, you've muted me. So that's just, it's tit for tat, baby.
I go on your profile a lot. So it's tit for tit. Titty.
What was my latest post?
I'm never going to remember that even. Oh, no, I have seen it because oh, no, it's got one new post, so I haven't seen it. Oh, yeah, it's William. I did see it and I liked it, you asshole. Right,
oh,
continue.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I'm going to call a lot of people and basically make sure that people I'm following are like accounts I only, or accounts I'm following things I only want to see.
Great.
But I have to find the time to do that because it's obviously 5,500 peeps, which will take a long time.
That will take a long time, but Godspeed to you. It's time well spent. But so now, to our episode. Before you delve in, please check out at Might Delete Later Pod on Instagram. Give us a follow, and we've got the posts that Lou discussed today.
Thank you so much to Zoe Harrison, the designer who gave our social media account a whole new vibe.
Oh yeah, and you can imagine how much I had to do with that. Very much nothing. I don't do any of the social media. Ginny does it all, but I edit the vids. So that's okay, isn't it?
She edits the vids brilliantly. Yeah.
We need to stop. So calling it things like this. Right, this was a great episode. Just enjoy and let it wash over you like a fine wine.
Enjoy.
So each week, we like to pick something that we would like to delete to take off the face of the planet, but you're not allowed to pick social media. Otherwise, I would pick it every week. What would you delete this week, Gina?
I would delete my two bottom molars because... Ooh. I sort of thought that my teeth were great because I had braces for 3.5 years and they looked stunning. And then
you looked so cute as a kid. She had big owl glasses as well and like braces. And you look like a lovely, cute, like drawing of a little girl.
I look like, you know? Like if a cartoonist drew like the kid who is unfortunate looking in school, it was me. Yes. I had like mad teeth and an eye patch and it was great.
Did you have an eye patch?
Well, I did, but that was because my mum had an operation on her eye and I just like sort of sympathy wanted an eye patch, so I gave myself one. It's a very long, this is why I was bullied.
Yeah.
I can see why.
Yeah,
Okay, so yeah, braced for 3 years, great teeth. And then over the past like 3 years, I've got wisdom teeth and now my bottom teeth all look very stressed out. Like they're at a like festival and they haven't got enough space and they're trying to like get out my mouth. So I'm just annoyed about it, you know, because I had a lot of pain braces and now I'm going to have them removed. So I'd rather just delete them than have them removed.
Yeah.
Yes. May I say that I know somebody had their wisdom teeth out very recently and it wasn't very painful at all. They said it was actually a lot of fun.
May I suggest a bit of string on the door and a game of how long does it take to pull Gina's wisdom teeth out?
I would be up for that if it was you doing it.
And it was a game show. And we got paid.
Yeah. And I got paid a lot of money.
And can I also just say no one should bully anyone for looking different or being different. I really believe that. Okay,
totally agree.
Please. Yeah. My cheap agreement earlier is not to be taken seriously.
No, even if you do wear sunglasses at school and say that they're prescription sunglasses, or take a little walking stick to school because you want to look like a little old man. Like, even if you do that, that's okay. She used to wear a little granddad hat, and then when we crossed the road, she'd tip her hat to the cars.
Wow.
Why do you have to tell? I sound like a eccentric old mini man from like the 1910s. Like, yes. I don't know what's wrong with this. Okay, Stevie, what are you deleting this week?
I'm deleting aphids. Look, aphids, we all know them. We've all come into contact with an aphid, sure, in a bug's life. They're in ants. So they're green, they're tiny. I thought that they would be like cute little bugs that like occasionally on your plant. They're not. They infested a house plant that we had on the balcony. And yeah, I've got a balcony, don't worry about it. Anyway, and then it jumped on to another plant. And so then we had to throw two of our most beautiful plants in the bin. And I know before you say it, Lou, because I can tell you're going to,
what?
That you're supposed to spray it with washing up liquid.
Well, you know, look, I've been on a few forums. You know, do you want me to show you my spritzer that I've made at home to get
actually
bucks?
Quite a lot, yes.
Yes, is it to hand?
Spritzer out live.
Yes.
She's gone to get her
while she's gone to get her spritzer, I read this. Oh, I just
spritzed myself.
Oh,
so I'm now going on a date later, and I just spritzed myself.
Oh, I wasn't expecting this, but that's a stunning spritzer. That looks like something from like Harry Potter or something.
Why do you think I wanted to show you?
I don't know, but now I do.
It's beautiful.
Looks like it's in a Hogwarts or something. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Why? It's got like blush pink liquid in it. Like, what's that?
This is a tiny bit of washing up liquid and some other things that were recommended online. You spray the underside of the plant, you give it a little rub, you say three Hail Marys, and they all disappear.
Stunning.
Okay. Well, I say that. I put my plant in the shower because it was so invested. Mm. And then when we took it out, it still had aphids on it. And then also all of the like laundry that was hanging up on the clothes horse in the bathroom also had aphids on it because they jumped onto my like my smalls. So we had to just like throw the plants away. And I was so sad because they were our friends and now they are dead.
At least you had a final shower with them before you...
I liked that with all friends that I'm sort of like not connecting with anymore. You have a final shower.
Yeah.
You let them go. What would you like to delete this week that goes with aphids and with teeth?
Racism.
Stunning. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so you know, you've got your niggles and I've got mine. And I'd just like to get rid of racism.
I think that's really good. And I'm really glad someone finally said it on the podcast.
Yeah. No, I'd love to get rid of, like, if we were all fully conscious. This is something I think about a lot. If we were all fully conscious, which I'm not, because I can be a little bitch still, but I'd love to be enlightened. If we were all fully conscious, we wouldn't have any problems at all.
No.
But I think that's the point of life, is to try and get fully conscious, and you can't do it in one lifetime. So, you know, you can't just get there otherwise. Oh, can I just turn the coffee off?
Yeah. Sure. That was a brilliant sentence. I wish we could all be fully enlightened, but we can't just get there. Can I turn the coffee off? I was like really listening. I was like, oh my God, is this how we get there? We've decided to ask everyone what their screen time is, their average daily screen time. Do you know your average daily screen time, Lou?
That's a great game, if I may compliment the ladies. Well, no, but I can have, but it does flash up and I think, oh, piss off. Like, I didn't ask to know my screen time. It just tells me.
On a Monday morning, no less. On a Monday morning, I wake up to saying, like, I've managed to get mine down by half an hour in the last year.
Oh, that's so good.
It went up by like 3 hours during the lockdown when I didn't have anything to do.
Daily average, 5:30, let's say.
Yeah, okay.
Is that good?
But mine is 4:45, but I got it down. What's Gina's? Yeah. I bet it's huge.
9 hours, 54 minutes already.
Wow. No, and it's 4:23.
Yeah. Gina, there's like 8 hours of daylight.
I know. I've been on it since 8 a.m. Just been on my phone working all day. How bad is that?
Why do you work on your phone? You've got a PC or a laptop?
I've got a desktop.
A desktop.
But I'm on social media as part of my job, and then my Slack is like where my management and we all talk about stuff. I do my emails on my phone. I create all my assets on my phone. I do all my like edits for things I'm sending over for jobs on my phone. I work out with my phone. I have my workout app on my phone. So literally. Wow. Maybe I should change some things in my life.
Yes.
Maybe.
Take my emails off my phone, maybe.
Or don't take them off, but just get used to putting them on the desktop, because it's nice on a desktop. You've got more room to roam.
Yeah, you can't really organise on a phone with emails.
Mm. I would say that you're still... It's funny, isn't it? Because we do see, like, TV screen and Mac screen is like good screen, and then phone is bad screen. You're like, they're still screens.
Yeah.
No judgment, but we're going to have every week checking Gina's daily average.
Gina, do you get into nature at all?
Only when I've got so stressed I can't feel my hand. I have to go for a walk.
Right.
Which actually happened a couple of weeks ago. But maybe I should go before I lose feeling in my extremities.
Yeah, and you could sometimes not take your phone with you, just get used to it.
Lou, you're on Instagram and Twitter, and also yes. I'm sure Facebook or whatever, but like
no, I came off Facebook because of the Russians. Well, great. The Russians, but also didn't get much traction, the stuff on there. So, you know,
either or.
That's interesting, right? So you've come off Facebook, but you're on Instagram and Twitter. Which do you prefer?
I think Twitter, because it's more about the jokes, Twitter, and then Instagram's just a bit more vacuous and shallow. And I mean, I used to look at stuff thinking, my God, everyone's mentally ill, like on Instagram, thinking this is an illness, the whole thing. And now I do stuff that I used to kind of think, oh, I'd never do that. So it is gross. The whole thing's gross.
I'm exactly the same. I used to, when I first started Instagram, I just couldn't get my head around people posting photos of themselves. Like I just couldn't, not even just selfies, just I couldn't get my head around it. And now pretty much every single picture I post is of myself. and I seem to be, sometimes I'll look at my grid and be like, what have I become?
It's so addictive. And it's like, we sort of have the mentality, well, if everyone else is doing it. I never post a fit photo just of me looking fit. It would only be if there's a joke attached to it. But then sometimes I'm like, sometimes I do record of something and I think, oh, I post pictures of me and friends and stuff. But then sometimes I have to battle against if something's really a funnier take, but I look really gross in it. I'm like, you're a comedian, you're not a model, but I have to really battle with that, like, oh, you're going to put a gross picture up. But I do think it's important to not have every photo of you looking really fit, because I think it's bad for you and then bad for expectations. So I think sometimes you've got to, like, I put up a story the other day and my neck looked gross and I didn't have any makeup on and I thought, well, it's real. You've got to, like, you can't put
that's my
all
neck
of the fit ones. Yeah, but I'm less likely to do that on the wall, but I have done it here and there, but I'm less likely to because I think, girls got to eat.
And also, which is what we're going to get to, is you actually get food through Instagram as well.
Yeah. No, I meant dick, yeah. that's gross. I'm trying to change my tone.
Dick, though, I was going to say, my next question was that you make a lot of excellent jokes about dating people's dads and having sex with people's dads on Twitter.
No, but I'm really stopping that now. I'm really
Are
stopping
you?
That. Yeah,
Why?
Well, no.
You said today that your labia was right wing but hasn't got any TV spots.
Yeah, but they're few and far between, because if you do that, like I'm associated with that tone and then people think I can't do any other tone and I can't do like family gigs and stuff. So what I'm trying to do is just cut down on all that. And I did do a lot of your dad jokes and then I was like, and then everyone kept replying like, your dad, and then I was like, oh God, I need to like, you know, branch out a bit. Your mom.
Whoa. Yeah, when you were doing a lot of those jokes, did you get like reply guys or guys in your DMs?
I mean, this is the thing that because I do a lot of gross tweets, I do get a lot of answers of like, that are great. Especially the thing about the labia is an interesting one, because like I try and normalize body parts. Like I talked a lot in my show about having a big labia, and it's because and I've tried to do that stand up on TV so many times about my longer labia, and it's not just gross, it's not like gross out comedy to shock or anything, but I do think it's got a political point of like, we're not allowed to see vaginas on TV, we're not allowed to see and they're made sort of grotesque. But the comedy was actually very thought through about owning your body parts, etc. So then when I make jokes about my labor, it's sort of an extension of that, and it's not trying to be like gross, it's trying to be like owning my body and saying about having a large labia, hopefully in a sometimes pure or sometimes funny, sometimes thoughtful way. But the guys who reply don't get it, and like It's like if you slag your mum off, it's fine if you slag your mum off, but if someone else joins in, you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. So if I'm talking about my body in that way and own it, then it's fine. But if a man who doesn't know it and hasn't seen it is like joining in and sort of like dragging it down, or it's like, oh God, tone is such an important thing, and they don't get it. But you can't have a go at them because they think they're joining in and they're like, oh great, it's a free-for-all. Not their fault.
Yeah, social media is like, that's the line you always play, isn't it? It's like difficult place to like for people to capture and understand nuance in any way.
Yeah, it's wishful thinking on their part, I suppose. Good luck to everyone.
Yeah, I imagine.
And their dads.
Yeah, and their dads. Yeah. But I enjoy it. Like, I actually love social media. I love Instagram. I love Twitter in terms of my output, certainly.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's go on to your posts. I think we're focusing on Twitter for this one.
Although I did find your first Instagram post, which was just a picture of two carrots nose to nose, and the caption was, carrots. So that's good. But well, I think we'll go into it.
So yeah, your first tweet was on the 1st of December. Happy yes. Advent, everybody, 2009. And you said, and I can really read it in your voice almost, what fortuitous timing. I've joined Twitter on National AIDS Day. Tongues will wag. Good luck, AIDS.
So that's the first one. Yeah. And I mean that. I mean, actually, good luck, AIDS prevention, I think I meant. But yeah.
I think that's what you meant.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
When we first read it, we're like, good Lord. And then we realised that you meant, obviously, AIDS prevention. And why did you join Twitter?
I think my first tweet, I was with Joe Lycett, and he was staying at my house. What year was this?
2009.
Yeah, I think he was staying at my house in London and he was on Twitter and I said, shall I join? And it was really loud, I was making a real hoo-ha of it. And he was like, yeah, join. And I was like, okay, I'm going to set up my account. And then he was probably like, I don't give that much of a shit, mate. And then I was like, oh, what's this? And you can see like what's trending, and World's AJ is probably trending. And then I was like, okay, I'll do it about that.
Oh, jumping on the trending straight away. Yeah. You know how to use it. I didn't really know what the trending bar was for like 6 months. I was like, what's the news bar about?
But that is another thing what annoys me, of like people just using other people to make themselves more relevant and trying to make jokes off people that are human beings. And then before you know it, some poor person like Taylor Swift or whoever has got loads of people being, they don't even care. They don't even know her. They don't even really dislike her. They're just like joining in on a thing to try and get likes and humor. And you're like, well, that's a real person that's going to know they're trending. It's that kind of thing. Or like even the Me Too movement, which I love, but big fan. But even that can be hijacked for people trying to get attention. And you're like, oh, no, not now. Because you're taken away from the real stuff.
It's like the you see every other day, you have like insert name and it says is over party. Do you see that? Like it's always
thinking is over party,
and you go on it and it's like, I don't know how it started, but it's now massive. I have a kind of rule, personal rule, where I, similar to you, where I just don't, I try to engage only positively. So even if I'm talking about something that's like rubbish and scary, like a news thing, I'll be like, here's like something you can do, or like here's what's going on, and like here's some people who are doing something good. Try and engage positively in a nice way, and also just never jump on someone else, because why are you doing it?
Unless it's Donald Trump, am I right?
Oh, I'm on that. I'm on that hard.
But even that though, I'm now, it's got so beyond it that I'm like, I don't want to retweet and be like, isn't this bad?
Yeah, oh, don't give him any platforming.
It's I don't retweet his. The only one I can remember I did, and I thought, oh no, maybe I won't get an American visa now. I did like delete all my Trump tweets when he was going to go in to power, or he just got elected, because then I thought it would question my visa, but which is not great because some of them were really good. But anyway, but like, I don't retweet his stuff. I don't read his stuff, because I do think as well, like, don't go into that energy. Don't like try and stay away from all that shit.
So when you're tweeting, and like if you're having like a bit of a back and forward with someone, so someone, say like an example you gave before where you've told a joke and someone hasn't got it and they're getting annoyed,
I would just ignore it.
Do you block anyone, or do you just completely just let them do their thing and scream into the void?
Yeah, sometimes I block them. What I mean is I ignore them if they've misunderstood the joke or they're trying to get involved and it's a bit gross. If they like insult me in a way that I think is unfair or stupid or they didn't need to at me in, then sometimes I reply, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I tweet it and add like a little sassy thing, but then I feel bad sometimes. So
go on, tell us about your worst post.
So this man, and he should know better, to be fair, like he's like a 55-year-old man or whatever. So the other day I did a radio show with just on like just for 20 minutes on like Ed and Matthew's Radio X show, great show. And then one guy replied to so Radio X put a thing out saying joining us is Lou and this other guy that was on. And then someone replied to it, adding me in, going, someone's going to have to explain to me the appeal of Lou Sanders. So then I just thought it was kind of amusing. And then I retweeted it saying, not everything's for you. Because it's true. That's one of my things. I just think like, yeah, you don't get the appeal of someone. You don't need to. You don't need to tweet everyone and go like, please. You know, it's like if we only had the people that we liked in media, it'd be like, it's just impossible. Again, it's like trying to get the whole world to conform to you. It's like, yeah, I'm not for you, mate. And the minute my comedy is for you, I'm doing something wrong. But
That's anyway, a great response.
Oh, yeah.
You should have said that as well.
Yeah, I should have said that. But I just say, so it's not for you. You've already got three chins. Don't be greedy. And then that sort of blew up a bit, that tweet. And then everyone started replying to him, which I did think was funny at first. And then I thought, oh no, like he's just some like sad old man with like 11 followers. And now everyone's sort of attacking him. And I did tweet to him saying, sorry, this blew up. I hope you're okay. And something, you know, something nice about it. But then he didn't get back. And I think he deleted his original tweet. And even that post, like then people were like, oh, you're being body shaming, you're being fattest kind of thing. And I was like, well, I didn't make a comment on whether it was good or bad. I just said he had three chins. You're putting your projection of good or bad onto it. But obviously, you know, there was a sort of, you know, thing then. It's like, well, and it's like there's a balance somewhere. You're like, okay, well, he needs to know that adding people in isn't cool and not everything's for him. That's what I would say. Like at that time, it's like, yeah, like you don't have to like me and you don't have to tell me you don't like me. Go and find someone you do like kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But then when it tips over and he's had a lot of shit, you know, then
yeah, there's like a pile on that's like disproportionate almost to the original comment.
Yeah,
that's hard.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I also do know that if you were going up on the streets, people saying shit like that, you'd be like, you'd expect someone to have a go at you. You know?
Yeah, but the difference would be going up to someone on the street saying that, and then Lou's walking down the street and gives him shit, and then goes, come on, guys, and then 40,000 people come over and start screaming.
Yes, of course, yes.
On to more positive social media times. Yeah, tell us about your best posts or something that you love doing online.
So I think my favourite posts were around the time me and Annie McGrath did through Turtle Canyon. Like, it was the World Cup and we just did one video a day on the World Cup. And I loved that because it felt quite, like, it was just stupid and we just improvise a video a day and then we get loads of other comics involved. And so, well, Stu really did everything. We just, like, talked shit for a bit, but that was really fun because, you know, you're not doing any harm there, are you, talking about the football?
No, and there's something like wholesome almost and brilliant about like doing your own little project that's fun and bringing it to life and tweeting about it and talking about it, and no one's telling you you have to tweet about it or no one's telling you what you need to do. There's no like goalposts, pun. Like, it's really fun to do your own stuff like that and just make silly stuff and be playful. Like, that's really fun.
Yeah. And it was collaborative and it was just silly and we just got to say whatever we wanted.
Do you find promoting yourself and things that you're doing hard? And does it change depending on what you're promoting? So, for example, that thing with Annie McGrath was just so... And I watched loads of them. But also, I find things like that quite fun to promote. But but sometimes I can feel a little bit stressed or I can feel like I'm not doing it right. Or how do you feel
in
general?
We're British. It's embarrassing, the whole thing. No, it just depends on, again, it's context, isn't it? Because it depends how much you have to bang on about something. And, you know, like, I think if it's just you promoting your stuff, you sort of have to balance it out with other stuff you enjoy, I think. That's when you feel better about it. There was something recently that I did a very average job on and I thought... Well, I'll promote it.
Do you not promote it like 3 a.m, being like, this happened, and then just hope that no one sees it? And
that's what people do. That's what people do with their apology letters, the naughty boys.
Yes, literally.
And then they retweet loads of stuff so it gets lost.
Yeah, that's so clever.
Very canny. What would you do if a friend was like, I've filmed a sketch or something.
Yeah.
Can you please like tweet it out, and you watch it and it's a pile of shit.
Yeah, I think you just have to be careful with the phrasing. So there is one person I can think of that it's not comedy, but if they haven't yet asked me to tweet about something, but if I had to be, it just is a bit like, it's everything I hate. But I'll just be like, oh, this is so-and-so doing their thing.
Oh, I see, like yeah.
Something like that.
Sometimes you can just repost, because I get asked to post a lot of stuff all the time, and like it can be anything even closely related to, because it's human rights stuff that I talk about mostly. It's like anything closely related to being human, I'll be asked to post about. And some of them are great, but there's a kind of thing that happens, obviously, where when you get a certain amount of followers, people start to draw you. And Stevie Doe.
Oh.
And sometimes.
Some of them have been so funny. I'm still laughing now years later.
I always think, if I was going to draw someone, right? And I, because a lot of artists will draw people they look up to hope that that person then reposts it and they get some views, which is a great strategy. It's just a good marketing, fine. But if you're going to draw someone, and you've made them look like an inside-out Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Don't maybe ask them to share it, and then if they don't reply, like ask them 4 more times. So what I will sometimes do is I'll just share the picture, but I won't say anything. I'll just put it on my story, because it's like, well, you know, I want you to get views, and I don't want anyone to. I mean, I used to do art for 7 years. Yeah. I was crap for years. Yeah. It's like you only get better.
You wouldn't have drawn anyone looking like that and then sent it to them though, because you looked absolutely. It was like that Ronaldo statue. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Yeah. Honestly, I nearly died laughing.
Yeah, I've had a couple of bad ones that I'm like, what? Like, what?
I look like that? Like, is that how I look?
The artists that had to draw royal families knew they had to, like, not saying that we're royal family, Gina, but, you know, not far off. But the whole, you know, like, unless it's a caricature, you know, to, like,
be flattering.
You know, yeah.
But, yeah, that's I think just being like, that's so-and-so doing her thing, or just like quietly just popping on the internet without any comment. It's such a, that's such a smart, smart move.
Stealth share.
We've like come to the end. We've done
it. So nice to talk to you both.
It was so fun. What an absolute banger cracker of an episode.
I absolutely love a labia conversation to kick off a chat.
Please do follow Lou on Twitter @LouSanders and Instagram @LulySanders for some hot content.
And you can also follow us @MightDeleteLaterPod on Instagram and MightDelete_Pod on Twitter, because the name is too long. And you can email us any guests you'd like to see on the podcast. The email address is MightDeleteLaterPod@gmail.com. And look, just give us a subscribe. There's only 5 stars you can review us with, so use those. And just like, you know, tell us we're nice and cool. That would be nice.
Oh, I would love that. And yeah, a lovely review. God, a dream.
What a dream. And also you need to remember, guys, listeners, lovers, that social media can be really fun and a really great promotional tool and really engaging.
But it can also be really sad and a really sad promotional tool and really ensadding.
However you feel about it, if it starts to make you feel bad, you can always just take a break. And you might as well delete later. Bye!
Hey, bye. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.